Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Guys, I just want to give you an update on Kevin White. So as we're going forward, as you guys know, it's been a shin injury, you know, that we've discussed. Specifically, I think we can get into specifics now. Specifically, Kevin suffered a small stress fracture to the lower part of his shin in the later part of OTAs. So a lot of times, guys, these stress fractures heal on their own. So that was our plan going forward, and that was our hope going forward, which is why we had him stay off of it for the summer months. So when Kevin returned to start training camp, he was symptom-free. He felt good. So no soreness. He felt good. He's ramped up. He's ready to go. So we proceed forward with ramping up his strength and conditioning going forward. Everything is going as planned. So late last week, as we're beginning to get further into the running portion, Kevin suffers a setback. So at this point in time, for his long-term future, the best course of action is going to be to perform a surgery to stabilize the stress fracture. So that'll ensure a high success rate of this injury. We've obviously studied this procedure. We've got numerous medical opinions throughout the United States. So that's where we're at going forward. Now, Kevin will remain on PUP. That gives us the option of bringing him up in the later portion of the season if need be. But I want to state that our whole focus right now is his long-term health. I know he's going to be a great player for the Chicago Bears. I want to make sure that we protect him. I mean, he's dying. He's disappointed. He's dying to get out there. I'm focused on his long-term health right now. So I think I can think back to a lot of rookies as we look at the history of the NFL that have had some setbacks. And, you know, I know this is going to be a blip on the radar as he has a long, successful career. One thing I want to say about Kevin is he's disappointed right now. Again, he's dying to get out there. I think you find out a lot about people in adverse situations. And going through this process with him, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, his character, his resolve, his dedication, the type of man that he is, has just been more confirmed to me through this process. And I really mean that. I'm so glad he's here. I know he's going to be a great player for us. We just got to do the right thing right now to ensure his long-term success. And for us, that's the surgery.
You expect him to begin the regular season then on PUP when you got to go to 53?
Yeah, so he'll convert from active PUP to reserve PUP, and then that gives us the option to bring him up in the later part of the season. So, hey, guys, honestly, is there a chance that he misses the season? That's a possibility. I want to make sure we do this the right way, not rush him back. Again, I sometimes feel like you got to protect them from themselves.
Ryan, what caused the setback last week?
He's going good. He's going good. He's eager. He's eager. We're all optimistic, you know. As he's beginning to run more and more, honestly, we noticed a limp in his gait, and so just started talking to him and said, the pain had returned. So really, guys, we had two courses of action. Plan A was, hey, proceed, and he should be okay as long as the pain doesn't return. As soon as the pain returns and we start seeing that gait change, then surgery is the most logical option.
What happened, Ryan, in the OTA? Did he just cut the wrong way during a practice, or how did he actually hurt?
You know, there wasn't like a specific play where I said, aha, there it is. You know, it was more like, you know, because OTA, obviously you guys were at rookie minicamp, the beginning part of OTAs, explosive, sudden, we're all fired up. Later part of OTAs, we noticed it. We all noticed it kind of on the same day. Hey, he's limping. And as we looked into it further, there's a small stress fracture down there. So when we found that, it's like, hey, sometimes these things heal on their own. A lot of times they do. So that was our hope, and that was our plan. And unfortunately, this is where we're at now.
Did the pre-draft medical evaluation give any indication he was susceptible to this?
Nothing at all. In fact, a strength of him is his health, you know, was that part of it. So there's nothing. So when this happened in the later part of OTAs, when Kevin showed up, we're fired up, man. He's everything we thought just happened in the later part of OTAs.
When's the surgery? You know, projected when he's going to have it?
You know, we're just going over those details now. You know, Kevin, I'm just telling him, man, let's just think one step at a time right now. So let's think, okay, we got a couple different options on who can perform the surgery and exactly when we're going to do it, but it'll be in the near future.
In your research, what's the timetable on recovery? I know you said you can miss all season, but what have you heard? What's typical?
And that's a good question. Our head trainer, Nate Bresky, is very familiar with this exact surgery, and we've done a lot of studies on it. So it really lines up for, hey, is it possible if with the PUP and the new rules with PUP, the later part of the season? That's a possibility. But again, I just kind of want to take it one day at a time and focus on his recovery. And if we get to that portion of time in the season and, man, hey, I want to be safe for this. I want to do the right thing because for his long-term success.
Ryan, who will perform the surgery, and do you as a GM take charge of that kind of decision?
You know, it's a kind of a me, his agent, the player, our trainer, we're all talking. So we probably talked to 8-9 doctors all around the nation on this. So there's a couple different options right now. We haven't pinned in on the specific guy to do the surgery. We'll make our recommendations, and we'll communicate with Kevin on that.
Kevin went down to Nashville with Jay and the rest of the guys during the off time. What was your understanding about what he did down there?
Just hang with him. Just chemistry, mental reps, just take it all in. So, right now I just got done talking to him and he's got his head buried in the playbook. So, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's an outstanding player. He's an outstanding person. And his focus right now is going to be, hey, the surgery, the recovery process, and taking in as much mental stuff, information as he can. He's already talking to me about making cut-ups on Julio Jones and all these receivers to work on that part of his game.
Ryan, you possibility IR with the off-season return, is that one of the considerations?
You know, it's been discussed, but with the PUP, we can keep him on that all the way until week 11, so late in the year, so... Yeah.
Right, you were trying to be so cautious with him coming out here. For him to have this setback despite your caution, how do you react to that?
You know, we were being very cautious. I mean, this guy's a big commodity for us. So it's just, to me, it's just like, hey, it was kind of black and white. It's like, okay, hey, if he's having no pain, let's keep on going. Let's go. Let's build him up slowly. Any type of setback, man, let's do the right thing here. So to me, it was just like, hey, it's unfortunate, but there's clarity in that this is the surgery that he needs to have. And this is it'll be successful.
What's going on with Alshon? So is this serious, this calf strain?
So he has a mild calf strain. Okay. So he's not going to participate first Indianapolis.
Right.
But this isn't a long term injury with Alshon.
So week one should not be a problem for him.
No.
We don't anticipate that. Does make you any more aggressive in getting another receiver as opposed to maybe just getting somebody off the street
That's a good question. Obviously, right away you look at your own roster and there's guys that are going to have to step up and emerge and all those things are going to have to happen. And we're confident with that. But yeah, just like all these positions, we're going to be scouring the preseason. So whether it's trade scenarios or claims or whatever it is, That part's actually fun as an evaluator, looking forward to that. But right now there's some guys out here that are going to step up, and we feel confident with that.
Ryan, what went into the decision to protect the specifics of the injury at the outset of camp as opposed to letting everybody know right out of the gate?
So for us it's just like, okay, let's be specific with the area of the injury. Okay, guys, it's a shin, and then hey, we're going to start them off on PUP. And for me at this point in time, that was enough. Protect the player, competitive reasons, all those things, like not get in the nitty-gritty details of every injury that we have,
When you first gave Kevin the news, how much disappointment was there from him?
Yeah, he's emotional, and I just know, he sincerely cares about this organization, about his teammates, about Coach Fox and me. I mean, and it's from the bottom of his heart, and that's why, to me, I'm like, I know this is kind of a weird time to say this, but man, I'm telling you, that guy, it's confirmed to me the type of person that he is, through this process.
When did you tell him? He spoke to a couple of us yesterday. He seemed very optimistic about returning.
So I would say the last 24 to 48 hours, it's kind of been a whirlwind for him, and he's emotional, and he's trying to say the right things and all that. But I think he's absorbing it all now, and now he just needs to have laser focus on surgery recovery,
Ryan, another injured guy we've seen out here, Willie Young, decided not to put him on PUP. What have your impressions been of the way he's moving and his chances of making the 53?
He's ramping up more and more, and I think he's gaining confidence with each rep. So, I feel good about it. I feel you'll see him doing more and more team, more and more contact, change of direction. Willie's a good pass rusher with length, and he's disruptive hitting the quarterback, so we're confident with him.
Ryan, when you first suffered this injury in OTAs, did you think then that this was going to be a possibility? Did you know about the surgery then?
I knew it was an option, but honestly, we were optimistic that this would just naturally heal on its own, like a lot of them do. So we were thinking, okay, stay off of it. Hey, it's going to heal on its own. And then when he came back symptom-free, we're like, okay, here we go. We're progressing. We're good. Let's stay with our plan. Any signs of pain, any kind of setback, we need to do this to protect his long-term health.
Ryan, a lot of attention on your first draft pick as a GM? Just cursing your luck, your fate at this point. What has this experience been like for you? I mean, how frustrating is it for you when you know you got to kind of make a big splash and yet here's your first pick injured?
Yeah, it's a good question. I honestly, right now, all my emotions and thoughts are just with him. You know, like I feel for him. You know. And because I know how fired up he was. I mean, he's like, God, Ryan, I'm visualizing all the things I'm going to do against Green Bay week one. I'm visualizing all these things, and I am too. So I'm disappointed for him. That's kind of my emotions and thoughts at this point in time, just being honest.
Are you impressed with the way, though, he's been resilient to keep setting the playbook? I know others have mentioned it.
All that. His attention to detail with the playbook, how he is with his teammates, his work ethic through the rehab that we've been going through, you know, what the things that he's saying right now, how he, guys, there's a lot of guys in our league that are selfish and think about themselves. Kevin thinks about his team and others and all that. And it's just, to me, again, I think you find out a lot about people through adversity. And to me, it's confirmed all the reasons why we loved him in the draft.
Brian, what exactly is done with the surgery? It's obviously not a displaced fracture, so they don't have to do that. But what do they do in that surgery?
For the stress fracture? There's a rod that they put in the tibia to stabilize it. So, and you guys can look. There's a lot of NFL players with that. So we have one guy on our team that has one right now. So, and it just stabilizes it and it ensures that you're good. You never have to worry about it again.
So, who on your team has?
Mark Mariani has one. Yeah.